Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Prana Govinda Das Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, that is 6th canto, 9th chapter, verse 1 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Before I hand over call to Prabhuji, I would like to hand over Ayan Prabhuji for the brief introduction of the Prabhuji. So now I will hand over the call to you. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. From obeisances to all the assembled devotees, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Here is a brief introduction for our today's speaker. His name is Prana Govinda Dasa. Prana Govinda Dasa was born in Komila, Ampinagar, in East Pakistan in the year 1962 and later shifted to Tripura, India. It was in 1971 when he saw Srila Prabhupada for the first time during a program and he decided to become a devotee. In 1977, he visited Mayapur for the first time and was initiated by Bhavananda Maharaj in 1979. From 1981, to 1986, he was working in Mayapur as a guest house manager. In 1986, during the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya, he served as the first general manager in Mayapur, managing the Gaur Purnima festival. From 1980 to 1989, he served as a facilitator of prasadam and accommodation for GVC, sannyasis, devotees, and life members. He also served as a life membership director and fundraiser for the Mayapur temple. In 1989, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj and His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj kindly took him with them to travel across Europe. They then brought him to America, where His Holiness Badri Narayana Maharaj and His Holiness Mukunda Goswami Maharaj, who knew him from Mayapur, engaged him in cultivating congregation services in San Diego, California. Prabhu took Varnaprastha in 2012. For many years, he has been serving the devotees in the Alachua temple every day. He, across various parts of America, is preaching the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna Mataji, Mr. Kavatak. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanat Pana.
Hare Krishna. Am I audible?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. I'm visiting right now in South Florida. We have a wonderful program. I hope, Ayan Prabhu, you should be feeling boring reciting this last time also. I don't need so much about, just you can say he's trying to be a servant of Vaishnavas. That will be perfect. That's a genuine interest I have. So, with that note, I'd like to welcome all of you, Prabhus and mothers, to this session of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto. But I would like to sing a song. I send it to Mother Shema Gauri, if possible. Let me see.
Yes, Prabhuji, we are putting it.
Okay.
Prabhuji, can you see that?
Okay. Sorry, I had to go grab a mridanga. Gauranga Karuna Karo. The reason I choose this song, because today is also a very auspicious Parents' Day of His Divine Grace Narottam Das Thakur. This is one of the songs that he composed very dear to Srila Prabhupada, also very dear to, I like it, I love it. I cannot say very dear because I'm not advanced, but it is very sweet. Sometime when you feel depressed or anything, this gives you like a soothing balm. Goranga karuna karo dinahina jane. Goranga karuna karo dinahina jane. Moshama patita prabhu. Sama patita prabhu. Nahi tribhuvane moshama patita prabhu nahi tribhuvane gauranga karuna karo dinahi na jane dante trina dhari gaura Daki he tomare dante trina dhari gora daki he tomare kripa kori esho amar kripa kori esho amar hridaya mandire kripa kari esho amar hridaya mandire jodi daya na karibe patita dekhiya jodi daya na karibe patita dekhiya অতীত পাবন নাম অতীত পাবন নাম কিসের লাগিয়া অতীত পাবন নাম কিসের লাগিয়া গৌরাঙ্গ করুণা কর Dinahina jane Gauranga karuna karo Dina jane Parechi bhavat gufane Nahi kanistara Parechi bhavat gufane Nahi kanistaram Sri Charana Nidane Sri Charana Taranidane Dase Karapara Sri Charana Taranidane Dase Karapara Goranga karuna karo dinahina jane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasiranudana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasiranudana Prarthana karaye sada prarthana karaye sada narottama da prarthana karaye sada narottama da hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama mo rama hare 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 krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thakur Narottama, 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 Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya, Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya, Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Jaya, Jaya, Guru Dev.
Prabhus and mothers, would you like to help me by reading the translation and sharing maybe amongst yourself?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, I would like to read. Oh my Lord Gauranga, please show your mercy to this low and destitute soul. Oh Lord, there is no one more fallen than myself in all three worlds.
Can I read, Prabhuji?
Yes.
To holding grass between my teeth, oh Lord Gauranga, I'm calling out to you now. Please be compassionate upon me and come to reside within the temple of my heart. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. If you do not give your mercy, seeing how fallen I am, then why you are you known as Patita Pavan, merciful savior of the fallen.
Hare Krishna. I am plunged amidst the violent hurricane striken waves in the ocean of this material world, from which there is no escape. Kindly give me the gift of your divine lotus feet, which are compared to the boat in which your servant may cross over the ocean of birth and death.
Hare Krishna, Narottama Das, the servant of Lord Shri Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu, ceaselessly makes this prayer.
Very nice. Thank you. It's very antidote, or you can say soothing balm, when you feel down that you want to progress. I'm sure all of you will agree. All of you are very advanced, so you definitely feel sometime, maybe once a week or once a month or once a day, even maybe for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Please sing this when you feel that. You'll see the reciprocation of Mahaprabhu. You will be so happy. Not material happiness. It's some sublime satisfaction in the heart. You'll never leave Krishna consciousness, even for a moment. It's so powerful. Prabhupada had tears when he cried, when he sing these songs. Okay. With that note, let us begin our Srimad Bhagavatam today. And I'm given an assignment of 6th Canto, Chapter 9. Would you like to put it out if possible? Otherwise, I can open the browser myself here. Let's see.
I'm putting it for you.
Okay, wonderful. So while Mataji is putting it out, this is a chapter titled by Srila Prabhupada as Appearance of the Demon Vritrasura. This is how it addressed, but actually he's not a demon, he's a great devotee, but he is also in a form of demon and leader of the demons. Some of his instruction is like gopi's prayers to Krishna. This is how one acharya says. Like, you will come across Aham Hare Tava Padaika Mola. You can sing those verses anytime during the day. You feel so close to the Lord. So Vritrasura is a great devotee, but he's acting as a demon's leader. So his title like this is all appropriate. So today's first verse. Do you have the summary also, right, Mother? In your, this is Veda Bay. Yeah, there should be, yeah. Would somebody like to read it before we recite the verse? Recite the verse and come back. Maybe we can recite the verse and then come back. That will be good. Okay, let us begin the verse. We can fold our hand from wherever you are. Comfortable, and if your hand is busy, you can pull out your subtle body hands and fold your hand and just meditate for one moment. The beautiful footprint of Lord Baby Krishna in the cowshed of Nanda Maharaj, because this word Vasudev was originally actually from Vrindavan, and the form of the Vasudev is the most cutest baby Krishna is on the lap of mother Yashoda, and Gargacharya hidingly, so of course there's nothing fear, but still they are in that Vatsala Rasa in case Kamsa finds out. So they arrange this hiding place in cow barn to give this name giving ceremony. There he stick out the lotus feet and Gargacharya is like, whoa, this is my object of love. I'm been searching life after life. This is it. And he was overwhelmed. He wanted to cry, but he could not cry because then they will think, do you see something wrong with our child? He went in turmoil with spiritual ecstasy. So this is beautiful that Prabhupada introduced us that every day we chant. So you can meditate while you chant. Let us begin. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritam Narancaiva narottamam Devim sarasatim vyasam Tato jayam dhirai Nasta prayesu abhadresu Nittam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki mukam karati vachalam pangulangayate giri jatkripatamaham bande sri guru hatarinam sri chaitanya Paramananda Madhavam. Okay. So this verse, Srila Sukadev Goswami, having a wonderful conversation with Parikshit Maharaj about a wonderful episode where Indra, how do you say it? Make mistake again and again. Maybe none of you do that, but I do that. I don't want to do it, but some or other, it happens sometime. But in this case, it is intentional. It is not an accidental. Big difference. Accidental, we learn a lesson. Hopefully, we never do that. Incidental, by mistake, possible, Krishna will forgive, Vaishnavas will forgive. Intentional, no. We have to rectify. So this chapter is a big purification in the heart. So let us begin with that note. Sri Sukha Uvacha Taishasan Vishurupasya Shirang Shitrini Bharata Soma Pitam Sura Pitam Anadam Iti Shusruma. I would like few devotees to recite, Prabhus and mothers, please.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Shri Shuka Vacha Tasyam Vishwarupasya Shri Amshitrini Bharata Soma Pitha Sura Pitam Anadhanam Iti Shurshama Shur Surma. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Shri Shuka Uvacha Tasyasan Vishwarupasya Shri Ram Sitrini Bharata Soma Pitam Sura Pitam Annadam Iti Shushruma. Hare Krishna.
Very nice. One more.
Shri Shuka Uvacha Tasyasan Vishwarupasya Shri Ramas Shri Rami Istrini Bharata Soma Pitam Sura Pitam Annadim Iti Shushruma.
Very nice. Anyone else? Otherwise, we'll continue on the synonyms.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Sri Sukha Uvacha Tasyan Vishwarupasya Sri Ram Sitrini Bharata Soma Pitam Sura Pitam Anandam Iti Sushruma. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Very good. Anna. Anna means eating, like rice. Anna. Annadam. Very nice. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Sri Shukadev Goswami said, Tasya of him, Asana, there were Vishwarupasya of Vishwarup, the priest of the demigods. Now, one Acharya also says, Vishwarup, he has a three head for three purposes. Here also mentioned three different purposes, but they are inner correlated. It's a purpose driven, not just by mistake had a three heads. No, three heads has a purpose. So it's very nicely explained here. Shri Ram Shri, Vishwarupasya, Vishwarup, the priest of the demigods. Shirangsi heads, Trini, three. Bharata, O Maharaj Parikshit. Soma Pitam, used for drinking the beverage Soma. Sura Pitam, used for drinking wine, Sura. Annadam, Anna Adam, used for eating. Iti Das, Shusruma, I have heard by the Parampara system. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Shukadev Goswami continued, Vishwarupa, who was engaged as the priest of the demigods, had three heads. He used one to drink beverage, soma juice, another to drink wine, because that's the demon does, not devotee's side, because his mother is from demon side. You are all familiar with it, I hope. And the third, to eat food. So demigod side's drinking somo juice. Demon side, he drinks wine. Now, don't ask me all this question whether the wine and the somo juice get mixed, what kind of flavor. I have no idea. Neither I want to try it. But this is how we read it. Oh, King Parikshit, thus I have heard from authorities. Purport. One cannot directly perceive the kingdom of heaven, its king and other inhabitants, or how they perform their various engagements. For no one can go to the heavenly planets. This is a very nice word. And there are many pastimes like this. Even Kumbhakarna, if you remember, Kumbhakarna, he wanted to enjoy in heaven. But after doing the austerity, Mother Saraswati twisted the tongue because Indra requested. So instead of Indrapada, I don't know if you can catch my accent, Indrapada, he's supposed to say Indrapada, the little bit twist pronunciation in Karmakanda, not in bhakti. Bhakti, we don't have to worry about sound. It is the more intention than action, because our inner substance, Krishna wants more than the magnitude, whatever capacity we're showing. Krishna really wants, because surrender mostly is the inner consciousness behind your action. So back to that little twist, he said, Indra Nidra Pada. It almost sounds same, but he says Nidra Pada. Those who are familiar with the word, Nidra means sleep. And he went to sleep for 6 months. Get up, eat, go to sleep 6 months. Get up, eat, go to sleep. And that's it, his job. So, brothers and mothers, nobody can beat the system, what Krishna made, or Indra's kingdom. But it looks like he does mistake also. Yes, this is true also. But system built is very nice. So I'm very happy the way Prabhupada put the purport. They cannot even go to the moon. No, he put it. Oh, sorry. Although modern scientists have invented many powerful space vehicles, they cannot even go to the moon, not to speak of other planets. By direct experience, one cannot learn anything beyond the range of human perception. One must hear from authorities. Therefore, Sukadev Goswami, a great personality, says, what I am describing to you, O King, is what I have heard from authoritative sources. This is the Vedic system. So what is the Vedic system? I'm going to read it one more time. By direct experience, one cannot learn anything beyond the range of human perception. So how do we understand Bhagavatam? Right now, you all are here. You are participating in that process. And Prabhupada is saying, one must hear from authorities. Means Srila Prabhupada and Bhagavatam, Sukhdev Goswami. Therefore, Sukhdev Goswami, a great personality, says, what I am describing to you, O King, is what I have heard from authoritative sources. This is the Vedic system. The Vedic knowledge is called Shruti because it must be received by being heard from authorities. It is beyond the realm of our false experimental knowledge. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Oh, you all can participate. I want to invoke the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all our acharyas. Om Ajnati Mirandasa Gilanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena
Tasmae Sri Gurube Namo Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kada Mahayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadi Paschat Deshatarine Vancha kalpa taruvesha kripa sindupaye vacha patitanam pavunibho vaishnavebho namo namo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a beautiful chapter, beautiful verses. Just to give a little refresh how this chapter brought in. The Brahmaji had hinted that Vishwarup was inclined to the demons. It's not a mistake, Prabhus and mothers. If somebody, you need help with your service, and somebody say, okay, this person can help you, but he has a little bit this habit, just be aware, don't be disturbed. Now, if you did not pay attention and you yell into that person because he did that little mistake, because you were already warned, then must suffer. So Brahmaji had hinted that Vishwarupa was inclined to the demons. I hope you all remember that previous chapter we read. When Vishwarupa saw them miserably defeated by the demigods, he secretly offered oblations into the Jagna on their behalf. When Indra discovered this disloyalty, according to his thought, I hope Indra is not angry with me. I'm not trying to put him down or anything, but I'm just saying the fact what I understood. And Indra has a right to correct me. He can come through the Zoom and talk to us if he wants to. Although, so my point is that when Indra discovered this disloyalty, he angrily beheaded Vishwarup, but later regretted the act of murdering a Brahmana. Although Indra could counteract the sinful reaction, that's I appreciate a lot. He instead
accepted them and shared them amongst the land, water, trees, and women. Prabhus and mothers, these are not the four things somewhere else. We are, you are, taking that burden also of Krishna's big mistake or little mistake or whatever, mediocre mistake, I don't know how you put it. Indra's enemy Bhitrasur, now angered by Vishwarup's death, Tosta, his father, I'm just giving a little refresh, performed a sacrifice in which he chanted a mantra to increase the strength of Indra's enemies. This is a very fine line. His purpose was to increase the strength of Indra's enemy. The mantra, however, was chanted incorrectly. Please, Tasta, forgive me. I don't mean to find fault in you, but this is how Bhagavatam is explaining. And instead caused Indra to be increased in strength. So what's the result? The sacrifice produced a fierce demon, Asura, named Bhitrasura, of whom Indra was the formidable enemy. Since the demon covered all the planetary system, he was known as Britra. So Britra means that great devotee, Chitraketu Maharaj, that he, when he came as a Bhitrasura, he actually covered all, his body was so big, he covered all planetary system. That's why it's called Britra. And he came as an Asura, so Asura, Britra Asura, one who covers everything. Though the demigods attempted to annihilate him, Bhitrasura effortlessly, you'll see as we progress in this chapter and next chapter, swallowed up all their weapons and equipments for fighting. Frustrated, confused, and seeing no other resource, the demigod approached the Supreme Lord, knowing that only his solution. So it has a familiarity in our life also. We do miss. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to read the summary of Srila Prabhupada. Would somebody like to read the summary? I would like to hear, actually. With hearing, I can absorb.
Can I read, Prabhuji?
Okay, somebody who did not at all anything would be also good. We should encourage others also, if it is okay. Somebody who did not read also, you can read, if you have the
can
summary.
Can you read?
Yes, of course, Prabhuji.
When the summary, they're not able to read.
Let's see. Where is Mother Krishna? I think. Would it be possible? The summary was before the verse.
Yeah. I will put that, Prabhuji. I'm trying
okay.
to.
Thank you, Mother.
Because I was waiting and you didn't say, then I closed it off. I'm opening
it. I know. But, you know, to be honestly, you are wonderful, Mother. You really accommodate. I notice every time. So nice. Thank you. I'm lucky to have many mothers like you. Okay. Prabhu, please go ahead.
Appearance of the demon Bhitrasura as described in this chapter. Indra, the king of heaven, killed Bhitrasura and therefore.
I want to read. It was my chance. It was muted. Mine was not unmuted. So I want to read. Please. Excuse me, Mother, Madam. Appearance of the demon Bhitrasura as described in this chapter. Indra, the king of heaven, killed Vishwarupa, and therefore Vishwarupa's father performed a yajna to kill Indra. when Vishwarupa appeared from that yajna, the demigods in fear sought shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and glorified him. Because of affection for the demons, Vishwarupa secretly supplied them the remnants of yajna. When Indra learned about this, he beheaded Vishwarupa, but he later regretted killing Vishwarupa because Vishwarupa was a Brahmana. Although competent to neutralize the sinful reactions for killing a Brahmana, Indra did not do so. Instead, he accepted the reactions. Later, he distributed these reactions among the land, water, trees, and women in general. Since the land accepted 1/4 of the sinful reactions, they are untouchable during their... Later, he distributed these reactions among the land, water, trees, and women in general. Since the land accepted 1/4 of the sinful reactions, a portion of the land turned into desert. The trees were also given 1/4 of the sinful reactions, and therefore they drip sap, which is prohibited for drinking. Because women accepted 1/4 of the sinful reactions, they are untouchable during their menstrual period. Since water was also infested with sinful reactions, when bubbles appear in water, it cannot be used for any purpose. After Vishwarupa was killed, his father, Tvasta, performed a sacrifice to kill Indra. Unfortunately, if mantras are chanted irregularly, they yield an opposite result. This happened when Tvasta performed this yajna. When performing the sacrifice to kill Indra, Tvasta chanted a mantra to increase Indra's enemies. But because he chanted the mantra wrong, the sacrifice produced an asura named Vritrasura, of whom Indra was the enemy. When Vritrasura was generated from the sacrifice, his fierce features made the whole world afraid and his personal effulgence diminished even the power of the demigods. Finding no other means of protection, the demigods began to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the enjoyer of all the results of sacrifice, who is supreme throughout the entire universe. The demigods all worshipped him because ultimately no one but him can protect a living entity from fear and danger. Seeking shelter of a demigod instead of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead is compared to trying to cross the ocean by grasping the tail of a dog. A dog can swim, but that does not mean that one can cross the ocean by grasping a dog's tail. Being pleased with the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead advised them to approach the Dadichi, to beg him for the bones of his own body. Dadichi would comply with the request of the demigods, and with the help of his bones, Vritrasura could be killed. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Vinita Gandhari Mataji, for giving me a chance to study.
Okay. Let's see. Yes. Okay, so let me focus on the purport again. The purport says that one must hear from authorities. Srila Prabhupada Rai, therefore, Sukhdev Goswami, a great personality, says, what I am describing to you, O King, is what I have heard from the authoritative sources. This is a Vedic system. So I found a wonderful reference Srila Prabhupada put in Bhagavatam 1.4.1, that when speaker like me or any speaker speak glorifying Bhagavatam, speaking means glorifying Krishna and Vaishnavas and Bhakti, three elements, Bhakti, Bhakta and Bhagavan. Anybody is glorifying these three personality, they are called Bhagavat reciter or speaker, not glorifying of myself or anything beside these three. There is just some guidelines. I like the way Prabhupada said it. So if you look at in 1.4.1, I found 5 points. One is, speaker never surpassed the previous acharyas. In other words, what we learned so far, we don't have to create some juggling or some wording to, you know, new age technique to divert the audience or our spiritual progress tips. We can, if something align with the teachings, we can bring them in, but no need to create or invent some new method. That is not what I understood from Prabhupada's purport. Second, he must realize, he or she must realize the subject matter so nicely that he can present the matter for a particular circumstances in a suitable manner. That means the speaker has to be aware of the audience, use the vocabulary, addressing such a way that it is not making another person offended or pushed away from bhakti. Third point, the original purpose of the text must be maintained. Like in this case, Vritrasura's appearance, his teachings to the demons, he's teaching to the demigod. Actually, you'll see he is also teaching to the demigods. Come on, Indra, come and kill me. What are you doing? You're not doing your job. This is such a wonderful. It's not like he's challenging in a wrong way. He was actually an ideal teacher. But unfortunately, in a demon form. But we, as a follower of Bhagavatam, we understand that he's a Mahabhagavat. So we have to take the lessons as a... So Bhagavatam teaches us, it doesn't matter who is speaking, as long that person is following proper Guru Parampara and speaking the message that heard from Guru Parampara, then is okay. Not okay, we should be gladly receive that. Then fourth point, no obscure meaning, Prabhupada writes, should be screwed out of it. Because in Indian culture sometime, maybe all over the world, I'm not sure, but I remember in childhood, one professor, one school teacher actually, he said this Suktara, a small children book, I was a small child, he said these are mythological. And I didn't understand what he mean mythological versus spiritual. Those days I didn't understand, but we accepted he's a teacher in our village. But actually, this is demoniac talk. It is not a devotee talk. When we think of spiritual pastimes or mythological, they are demoniac or atheist. Anyway, there's no difference, I find. Spiritual pastime or topics can be seen in many ways. Mythological, metaphorical, allegorical. But we take as a spiritual. Bhagavatam is 100% spiritual. And then the last point I also found in Prabhupada's purport, yet no one should be, you know, no obscure meaning should be screwed out of it, yet it should be presented in an interesting manner for the understanding
the audience. Personal realization does not mean, then Prabhupada goes on the whole paragraph. I'm just bringing these few points that Prabhupada particularly mentioned. The speaker never surpassed the previous acharya. So this wonderful point. Another purport I found in the Bhagavatam 1.1.3 about Sukhdev Goswami. When we repeat something Prabhupada says, do we have to remember exact grammatical, like where the pause was, what was that, or how do we speak? I don't know any one of you ever thought about it, but I thought many times. So Prabhupada writes very nice in 113. He said in Sanskrit, you can see that paragraph. He said the Sukhdev, I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the book right in front of me, but I remember that was very striking also to me. That parrot is also known as Sukha. When a ripened fruit is cut by the red beaks of such birds, its sweet flavor is enhanced. The Vedic fruit, which is mature and ripe in knowledge, is spoken through the lips of Srila Sukadev Goswami, who is compared to the parrot. Now, here's the lesson Prabhupada writes to me. It's so attractive. Prabhupada writes, who is compared to the parrot, not for his ability to recite Bhagavatam exactly as he heard it from his learned father, Vyasdev, but for his ability to present the work in a manner that would appeal to all classes of men. Just like I met this African-American body is eating hot dog outside the grocery store. I had a higher taste. I always carry one or two books in my with me. Now, Bhagavatam said in a fifth canto, very elaborately, that if somebody participate in violent activity of eating, you know, cow meat, he'll go to hell. But do I have to tell him that while he's eating? Probably you'll never want to see. You'll probably pray, never want to see me. Instead, I went there, I remember, and I was thinking, it's important. Prabhupada wants us to represent. I'm sure you all do this. I'm just not as good as preacher and all of you. But I try my best. So I went there. I said, you must be liking what you're eating. It seems like you're happy. He said, yes. I said, good. Would you like to have a long life, more healthy life, so you can enjoy life better? He said, yes. I said, please promise that you're going to read this book called Higher Taste. Then I'll give you. He said, sure, I'll do it. I said, can you say Hare? I can do that, Hare. Krishna, Krishna. I said, good. And I gave the book and I left. And believe or not, I met him after a year and a half. That's interesting. The man remembers and he read the book. He said, I'm cutting down meat. I don't want to eat any more meat. Now that's between him and Krishna and Prabhupada through that book. So it's very, very attractive. Very attractive. But we have the way we have to deliver, we have to be compassionate. I'm not compassionate, but I force myself. Because Prabhupada said this to Somma Prabhu, who lives in Alachua. He said one time, the chanting is very hard. I feel like not to chant sometime. Prabhupada said, who said this is an easy process? I did say it is easy, but not simple. But then another time he said, it is simple, but not easy. Now you figure it out. What does that mean? It's simple, but not easy. But to Somma Prabhu, he said, this process is called forced meditation. Forced meditation. When you chant, you have to force yourself and think of Krishna. It is not going to happen automatically. So he said, forced meditation, Prabhupada said to him. So here, I like that part. Now, if anyone in future think like, it's difficult, Prabhu, be honest, practical. It's difficult to focus
while I'm chanting or hearing this. Yes, but Prabhupada also says 1 Bhagavatam 1.3.44. There's a beautiful paragraph Prabhupada writes. If you want to be attentive and focus in your spiritual path to progress very quick, then he writes, I'm going to just paraphrase what I remember. It's also one contiguous purport. He said, one should hear with rapt attention from a real person, then he can at once realize the presence of the Lord in every pages of Bhagavatam. Wow. Ask yourself, would you like to see Krishna in every pages of Bhagavatam? Yes! If the sound is very loud, then you read that purport. 1.3.44. Prabhupada said, the secret of knowledge of Bhagavatam is mentioned here. No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. Prabhus and mothers, I think about it a lot. That's how probably what disciplining me, because I was a wild beast. Then Prabhupada writes, no one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping. Make sure you watch what you honor in prasadam. What kind of prasadam? Are you hungry? If you're not hungry, according to Ayurveda, don't eat. Just because it's lunchtime, they invited you, they made nice, don't eat. You have to have hunger. Then your body will digest on time and you will not be sleepy or inattentive. Sleeping. It's a good time to sleep, 10 to 2. Or at least you make your. Why? Because 10 to 2, it produces rejuvenation within the body. I did also some research and I practiced myself. Of course, last 3 days, if anybody is here from here, I'm in Miami area, Palm Beach. Pokaraton, wonderful community. Devotees are so nice. I'm staying in somebody's house, Krishna Prasad. Go still late, 11, 11:30, 12, sometime, almost every night. So, but that's not main. My most participation is I'm very regulated in Alachua or anywhere. But here, the program, they come because mostly they work and so you have to be very regulated on your sleeping, on your eating. Also, the fear you have, fearing. Oh, if I don't work, I won't get money. Or if I don't pay attention to my children. It has to be legitimate Krishna conscious fear, not material fear. Because you are not controller, Prabhus and mothers. You are not controller. You are chooser. You make a choice. Okay, I want to do this. Take a right turn. But you are not controller ultimately. It is Krishna through his energy like Maya, through the demigods like this. Okay. But somehow or other, Prabhupada says, if someone hears with rapt attention from a right person, at the very beginning, one can assuredly see Lord Krishna in person in the pages of Bhagavatam. You want to see Krishna? Hear Bhagavatam. But you have to do little things in order to see the result. Otherwise, you will say, I'm not feeling it, Prabhu. It is not happening to me. Well, I'm not assuring. Prabhupada is assuring. But I believe it because it's happening to me. It's happening to many people who are following. Okay, another topics I was going to also see in this whole chapter. Why do we make mistakes in our spiritual path journey? Indra is also a devotee. He's not a Mahabhagavat. He's a Shakam Bhakta, perfect example. He's worried. He commit mistakes. He commit offense. Sounds like another devotee of Ishkan. Yeah, probably Indra already came. I don't know. Somebody is born because demigods are taking birth also in Ishkan. Be careful. Be nice to everybody. We have to be. So,
If we make mistake, how do we rectify? So let's talk a few minutes about that. And I would like, if you have any story in your life, you can share. So I'll mention this, that mistakes, that why we make them and how can we rectify them. Now, Mahatma Gandhi, I heard he said, also Prabhupada also mentioned this, to err is human. Radhanath Maharaj very nicely said this. He says, but forgiveness or forgiving is divine. Bhakti Siddhanta Sudhakar also said, I heard. I don't have exact reference, but I heard that. So goes the saying, safely we can add few more details in our list. Tendency to fall under illusion, cheating propensity, imperfect senses, these are there. A conditioned soul is bound by this imperfection. Check your spiritual pulse right now. Are you happy 24 hours a day? No. Then you are conditioned soul. What does that mean? You commit these four mistakes. You have these four defects. Well, you are attacking me. Well, I'm just stating a fact. I'm talking to myself too. If I'm not 24 hours a day, Nitya Ananda Guna Sarve Nitya Siddha Mukundabhat. The verse says, Nitya Ananda Guna Sarve Nitya Siddha Mukundabhat. Nitya Siddha means they are 24 hours a day happy. But that happiness expressed through the crying, through the lamentation, through the anger, those are happiness actually. It is nothing to do with material anger and lamentation. There are 33 baby chari bhav. But I'm talking about how it is related to us. So I make mistakes. Srila Prabhupada says to make mistake is not wrong. I like the way he said it. But to make a mistake and not learn from it, that is wrong, Prabhupada said. So I'm not saying we are entitled to make mistake all the time, but Prabhupada said, making mistake is not wrong. Now, in this regard, I remember also reading this Black Lotus of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj's book, where Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was having some problem with his colleagues in the library party. Maybe some of you read it. And at that time, he happened to be with Srila Prabhupada in India. One day, Srila Prabhupada has received some injuries on his hand and legs. And he called Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, indicated to him to put a neem paste. I'm sure some of you are familiar. Neem paste is very actually healing very quick on his injuries. So while doing Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he was so nervous that his hands began shaking to touch Prabhupada's body to paste that on his skin, the medicine. So he started spilling instead of pasting. He's like, his hand is shaking. I'm laughing, but actually I could see that when you are going to massage Prabhupada's body, you may go like this. And it actually fell, this neem paste fell all over Prabhupada's dhoti and kurta. So he thought, now Prabhupada is going to shout at me, he's going to kick me out of the room. But he saw that Srila Prabhupada did not speak anything. He just smiled and he got the realization. I love his realization. He said, even if I make mistake, Prabhupada saw that the paste is spilling here, there, instead of pasting on his wounded part. Srila Prabhupada will love me, he said. He saw that. He will love me and not reject me. Then also he wrote, that doesn't mean that I continue making mistakes. I should learn from them and try to become as perfect as possible. Now that gave me so much hope when I read that. You know, it reminisces. And I understood, yes, I may have made mistakes in dealing with devotees, but I should learn. I did, Prabhus and Mother, I confess that. I did a lot of mistakes. Not artificially I'm showing off that I'm a humble. Actually, I did mistakes. But I'm learning. I learned actually from those mistakes and transformed myself. This is very important principle in our spiritual life. Because we are on the path of sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti means practice. We may make mistakes in practice, but how we transform and change that is most important. Now you may say, why do we make mistakes in the beginning? Well, let's talk a few minutes from this Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam. How they did rectifying mistakes. Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya, many factors which impel people to commit mistakes. The power of anarthas, unwanted, horrible desire, greed, lust, envy, pride, anger, illusion. Maybe none of you heard it, or maybe you don't have it, so you don't focus on it. I do. I am inflicted with these six diseases, my doctor told me. This is not a metaphor, it's a reality. Overwhelms my intelligence. I remember I did a mistake 30 years back. Would I do it now? No, of course not. I never want to get involved in this sense, separate interest from Krishna. So under the influence of these anarthas, we, or maybe say I, feel impelled from within to do things which I may not want to do. Let's see in Uttanapadas. This is chapter 6, canto 6. You remember in 4th canto, Bhagavatam illustrate how Uttanapada, Dhruva Maharaj's father, how lust influences to commit mistakes. King Uttanapada had two queens, those who don't know, Suniti and Suruchi. Suruchi. Not Ruchi. Ruchi means taste. She had a good taste, she thought. And Suniti is the lovely Vaishnava mother. Both are wife. One is stepmother, one is mother of Dhruva Maharaj. Suruchi was much dearer to the king. Suniti, who had a son named Dhruva, was not his favorite. Once, when Suruchi's son Uttama was sitting on his lap, Dhruva also tried to get on his father's lap. At that time, Suruchi stopped Dhruva with harsh words. Even though Maharaj Uttanapada could see and hear that injustice, every children has a right to climb on father's lap. He saw that injustice was being done to Dhruva, but mistake he did, he remained quiet. And it hurted Dhruva Maharaj so much that he left home for a forest. I'm just speeding up in a summary of the story. A seemingly small mistake. Some of you may think, well, it's a little mistake. Silence on the part of king or father or Baba Uttanapad stirred up violent turbulence in the heart of a little Dhruva. And his son gone. The father repented before Narad Muni that he had become a slave of lusty desire and failed to take care of his son. That was good. When Uttanapada Maharaj condemned himself, Narad Muni smiled. Your son is very safe. You, my dear king, may have dissatisfied your son, but because of that, your son has gone to the forest and satisfied Krishna, Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada says, to please Krishna is most difficult task, even for the demigods. But what the greatest demigod could not achieve, Dhruva Maharaj, because of the power of his devotional service, could easily achieve. So, what started as a mistake by the touch of devotional service ultimately led to a great feat. Let's see if there is another example. Yes, I have time. Okay. Ajamil, enchanted by prostitute. We just, last month we finished that. What was the mistake? Under the influence of lust is that of Ajamil. Enchanted by the prostitute, by one prostitute, he gave up his young wife, who was actually very chaste, children and old parents, married the prostitute and took the sinful way of life. On his deathbed, when he saw the messenger of death coming to take him, he cried out of affection, Narayana, the name of his young child. Hearing the name of the Narayan, Vishnu Duta appeared. I'm sure you all remember this pastime. It's a beautiful pastime to remember eternally. I mean, as long as we are not done with the sadhana. And rescued him from the hands of Jamadutas. When he listened to the words of the Vishnu Dutas, what did he do? He repented and took a vow to never, I like that part, believe or not, it helped me a lot. Never repeat the mistake again. He utilized the second chance given to him. There's this book written, I hope some of you saw it. It's called Second Chance with Vishnu Duta and Jamaduta and Ajamil. Nice book. I read that one. Very nice. From Prabhupada's lectures and his purport. So he utilized the second chance given to him. And what did he do? Became serious, went to Haridwar, transformed himself completely. You know how he transformed? He cried. In Mahaprabhu's pastime, Kamalakar Pippalai, he could not cry. He put a red chili powder. Now, Prabhu and Mother, I'm not suggesting that. This is, I'm just addressing his pastime. So Mahaprabhu saw that. Mahaprabhu intervened. He said, why did you put chili powder? Because that day topics was next day. He thought previous day everybody cried. I could not cry for Krishna. It is horrible. I cannot cry for Krishna. Okay. If it is not coming from within, then at least externally I will keep up to be with this group. So he bought some chili powder. I guess 500 years back there was a chili powder available you could buy. And as the speaker started speaking, he mentioned Krishna. Immediately he put the chili powder. Today I'm going to actually make it happen that I am part of the group and I have a feeling. But the topics was not about Krishna's beauty and sweet relation. Topics was about impersonalism. Nobody cries when you hear impersonalism philosophy. But if any one of you familiar with the chili powder, when you put in the eye, you have no control on it. And he's shedding tears, but it is about impersonal. And everybody noticing what's going on. He could not cry yesterday. Now he's crying. It's just opposite in both days. So he tried to run away, escape. Mahaprabhu caught him. And then he confessed. He said, I want to be experiencing this Krishna consciousness, but I can't. I don't have any feeling. Do you want? Yes, Prabhu. Mahaprabhu gave him a hug and everybody prayed. From that day on, he actually blended in with this experience. He would cry for Krishna and he would. Now, Prabhus and Mother, don't ever try with the chili powder. I think we should not. But what do you want to do? You want to do? I cannot control that. That's between you and Krishna. Again, To commit a mistake is not wrong. To take the opportunity of transformation, to make the commitment not to repeat the sin, that is important principle. Again, there's another example of disobeying the injunction, direct instruction of Kashyapa Muni, who was guiding his wife on the basis of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Because of Diti's proximity to a great soul like Kashyapa Muni, it was incumbent on her to behave properly and not come under the influence of lust. Therefore, mistakes Diti, being afflicted with sex desire, begged her husband Kashyapa to have union with her in the evening. Kashyapa Muni objected because it was an inappropriate time. I hope you all remember that past times. But Diti or Mother Diti forced him to oblige. Thus she committed an offense against her husband. A great sage, the demigods, and to all four directions. The result was the birth of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, the two demons who went on terrorize the entire universe. Here is a very interesting principle. Both Ajamil and Diti fell victim to lusty desire, but the result of Diti's deviation was devastating to all the three worlds. Ajamil's deviation did not affect anyone except his immediate family. Of course, Diti's transgression, you can say, was more severe because she committed by those closely associated with great soul are much greater and affect more little at both the individual and collective level. Along with facility comes Prabhus and mothers. I learned this from Chaitanya Charitamrita of Mahaprabhu's taking sannyas because Gaur Purnima is coming. And I was reading every day, little bit. Along with the facility comes responsibility. Responsibility not to commit mistake is greater than a person is very intimately associating with other devotees. I learned that. Therefore, in the association of devotees, we have to be extra careful and extra vigilant. Along with the ecstasy of sadhu sangha comes the added responsibility of outstanding behavior. Therefore, devotees has to be extremely careful. Of course, later on, Kashyapa Muni told his wife, as a result of this untimely act, you are going to get demoniac son who are going to devastate everyone. Finally, they will be killed by the Supreme Lord. Of course, when she heard it, Diti was mortified. But the final statement, which I like actually a lot, I read this like 10 times, that same sentence Prabhupada wrote. Statement pacified her. She replied, I'm very happy, even though my two sons will torture people, which is bad. She knows that. She heard it. She had a feeling. But she said, I'm very happy to know that my sons will be killed by the God, Supreme Lord. Anything causes God to appear, it's only benefiting to everybody. So she pacified herself on her own counseling. And then she said, Lord's two arms are very magnanimous. That means their liberation is guaranteed. My children, both sons will get liberation. But I only pray that my sons are not killed by the anger of devotees. That was very sweet. So was she a very responsible mother? Yes, even though she did mistake, she learned. And Srila Prabhupada writes also in the purport, I remember, the Lord does not appear when the Brahmana becomes angry at someone, because the wrath of Brahmana is sufficient in itself. Therefore, Diti preferred that her mistake result in the appearance of the Lord, not that it displeased the devotees. Very nice lesson. This is very important principle. The severity of a mistake varies according to how it affects others. How we speak, how we behave under the influence of these anarthas becomes a greater sin if it affects more devotees. So here we can see Kashyapa Muni told Diti what she should not do. But sometimes the force of the desire is so strong that it overwhelms our judgment. I hope some of you can relate, because I see in my own life the mistake I did. And we ignore the instruction regardless of who gives it. In spite of having heard, known, read, discussed through Bhakti Japa Sangha group, even a seen example, still one falls prey. Arjuna, to ask this question to Lord Krishna, 336, if you remember, what is one impelled to sinful act? Atho kena prajuktayam papa charati purusha. Anichana pibasneya baladiva niyajita. Scary, that verse. Even unwillingly, as if engaged by force. Then Lord Krishna, of course, he replied, because the influence of lust, kama yasya krodha yasya rajat guna samadho. So pride and repentance. Pride is another principle. Cause of committing mistake. And Bhagavatam is filled, especially this canto 6. We read about Indra, the king of the demigod. He was sitting in his royal assembly. Just to refresh, if you remember, seeing the dancing apsara, talking, glorifying him, you know, eyeglass, making Krishna the, what do you call, trophy or something like that. He's like a attention of everybody. It was a momentary, lapse. Indra was, puffed like a balloon with his ego. But then his guru entered the assembly hall. What did Indra do? He acted as if he did not see him. I don't know, none of you ever did, but I did one time in the mall. I had an argument with one devotee. I saw him in the mall, shopping mall, and I went other side. So I didn't want to confront or meet him. It took almost 6 years later, I apologized, and we are now good friends, very good friends. But I can see that Indra did that. He saw his guru, but he's looking at other and what else is going on, as if he did not see. Result of disrespectful behavior towards his spiritual master guru, a chain of calamities unfolded, not just one. It started 1, 2, 3, like that. Indra lost all his opulences, was conquered by the demon. Then again, Lord Brahma's order, demigod accepted Vishwarup, where we are today, this chapter. And as their priest, previous chapter. And out of affection for the demon, Vishwarup secretly favored them in Jagna. When Indra saw it or heard it and then noticed, he beheaded Vishwarup. And in retaliation, Vishwarup's father, another Brahmana, uncle of Indra, performed a Jagna to kill Indra and created Vitrasura. So Indra in his pastime repents many times. Now this is something very interesting. But because the influence of material desire is so strong, Prabhu and Mother, because he approaches pure devotee with a selfish motives. I hope you heard it correctly. He approaches pure devotees, but with selfish motivation. His transformation is not complete.
because the desires persist, the demon of pride rears his head, attacks him, and he falls. It was not possible to beg forgiveness from his guru, Brihaspati, because he had committed another offense against his second guru, also killed a Brahmana, all the effect of deadly pride. Now, on the other hand, we have an example of positive behavior in the incident of Nalkuber and Manigriba. Nalkuber, in a short, Nalkuber and Manigriba were a great devotee of Lord Shiva. But because of the material opulence, they became so proud, senseless, that one day when they were enjoying indecently with the girls in a lake, suddenly Narad Muni passed by. Of course, Narad Muni is so merciful, always. But they were so maddened that they did not come cover them. I mean, they are at least the private part. But the ladies did. As interestingly, they said, one Maharaj was saying that actually we see in Vaishnava culture, the ladies sometimes emotionally more intelligent than men. It's true. But he also gave them the benediction that the Supreme Lord would personally liberate them. So Narad Muni, he cursed. Of course, they became, you may say, well, they became a dull, unconscious trees. Yeah, what's the harm with that? What they end up with? So where we start our journeys is important, but not important. What it ends with is important. Because we know Nalkuber and Manigriba were delivered by Lord Krishna. And they said in their prayers, in 10th canto, 10th chapter, yeah, that we are always your servant of your servant. Please bless us this way. These two, they literally want to remain servant of Narad Muni. They didn't like, but now they are in love with their guru. So it is by the grace and mercy of Narad Muni that they were able to see the Lord face to face. So in spite of heavy curse, they did not have any bad feelings towards Narad Muni. Many times when devotee corrects us or recommends better ways of performing our Krishna consciousness, maybe we carry hurt feelings or do not accept the correction in the right spirit. But here Nalkuber and Manigriba were condemned to remain as a tree for a long span of time. They knew the person responsible was Narad Muni, but because of that curse, they received the darshan of Lord Krishna. But that process, 36,000 years of our time, they went through lamentation, repentance. So they were liberated in one sense within the body, but darshan of the Lord only by the mercy of the Lord, devotee. Now, there are many, many pastimes you can go on and on and on discuss. What is the hope? I'll end with this. When a person rakes to devotional service, all this positive transformation takes place. It rakes. The most important thing is the attitude. From my own personal experience, when the devotee feels, yes, I made a mistake, I want to change, then when he adds devotional service, that devotion creates the transformation from within. Just by preaching Krishna consciousness, giving books, giving prasadam, giving Krishna katha, the envy which is there within the heart, slowly, slowly will melt away, Prabhus and mothers. Believe my word. These Acharya's words are very powerful. When one gives Krishna to others, prasadam distribution, books and all this, we know what should be done, what should not be done.
Still, because of the anarthas, our actions sometimes may go beyond our control. But even if that happens, brothers and mothers, that is not the end of the world. If we just realize our mistake and take shelter of Prabhupada and Krishna, things can change for ultimate good. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I have 10 minutes. I'm sorry, I tried to stop it early. And Narottam Das Thakur, I could not speak because itself is a class. So please read Narottam Das Thakur. Anybody has any reflection or similar pastimes in your life that you learned? You can share. We have a few minutes. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the wonderful class, Prabhuji. If anybody have any questions or realization, please go ahead.
Yeah, we have Jyoti Takini, Mataji, who raised her hand. Go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam Mataji, thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my question is...
Hare Krishna.
My question is, I have seen that devotees are, after many years in Krishna consciousness, they are not chanting, even though they are initiated. So, and it's not like that they don't want to, but they avoid or they neglect, I don't understand, but they are not chanting and they are not respecting the other devotees also. And I have also noticed that there is lack of compassion or accepting that the practice or the devotion is a mercy. So all these years when they were serving Krishna and Krishna has given them a lot of mercy and love and affection and devotees association, so much of understanding, you know. And then how come such a lost state has appeared in their life? I mean, why they are not in the state to at least respect others and see the mercy of Lord? This is my question. After initiation also, and so many years. So this is my question.
Very nice question. Because I also met a couple who are disciple of Japataka Maharaj, and I had a nice talk. But I am a little scared always of myself, how I have to deal with. This is my request. Well, I can request. I cannot command. Always focus to live a good, positive spiritual ending. This is about maybe 3 years back. They do come for a big festival, but they don't chant and they kind of gave up. And they had a little trouble actually with the family life. They got divorced, remarried. So I kept in touch with both just to keep seeing. Also, just to myself, why can't we do this? Then every meeting or every conversation, I always try to maintain a positive ending. Good positive ending. So almost you can say 3 years. Yeah. Now I was surprised. Actually, one day I saw him Mangalarti. And he almost cried, he gave a hug, and then I said, "Why? You are chanting. You Japamala, your hand is inside." He said, "Yes, Prabhu. I went through a tough time. I even had a doubt on the philosophy. I had a doubt on this process. But I remember hearing that when somebody leaves, now Prabhu and Mother Jyoti don't tell them this, but Prabhupada said this. When they said that Prabhupada's time, one disciple left, Prabhupada said, oh, he needs few more kicks from Maya. There's a verse actually I see where Prabhupada got it. Kamakrode dasaya tar lati khai bhramite bhramite kono sadhu baddha pai. There's a verse actually, Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami conversation in Matalila, talks about it. So they need sometime bigger kick from Maya, so they leave. And then when that kick becomes intolerable, they come back. That transformation is required because the impression they have, they are caring for so many lives. It's not easy to give up. And if we are doing better, we should be grateful to Guru and Krishna and pray for those who turn away a little bit, how they could come back. But our position should be, or my position should be, that I should be available whenever they would like to come back. Never I would say anything about anyone. It's better not to mention the name. That will actually turn them away further. That's the only thing we can do. It is nothing surprise that somebody leaves or somebody gives up. It's not a surprise. It is not common. But we should focus on Krishna's greatness, Krishna's compassion. Krishna's greatness, Krishna's compassion is unparalleled. He is already planning how he will bring that soul. But he is not going to force. What he wants, that soul that turn away, show little interest again. Guess how that soul will show interest? By my association, by my prayers. So each of us has to do little extra. And then it will affect them and they will come back. I don't know if that helps you, some idea. But we should not be disturbed. We should increase our chanting. If we see somebody is going away, something going on, and pray for them. Definitely pray for them. Will that be okay, Mother Jyoti?
Yes, Prabhuji, but what is meant by be available when they want to come back? Can you please help me to understand?
Okay. For an example, there are two Prabhupada's disciples. I cannot say the name because they are both respected to me and I love them actually. They would not go along in our temple many years back. Then one ran away or stepped away and went away to meet another group, found some shelter. Then this Prabhu here in our community, I try to keep a distance where our relationship is not broken. Shripad Radhanath Maharaj told me one time, very clear. He said, I don't want you to, because you are going to that route, I don't want you to ever involve any discussion that will destroy your relationship, because a lot of my godbrother sister, they have affection for you. So just keep in mind. And I always think about it. That if the relationship will be destroyed, I don't want to even talk. I'll take step down and step back. So relationship should be increasing, healthy, good. But if some word destroy the relationship, then I must do my best to return back to our original relationship or become even closer. So what happened? It went by almost like 11 years, or you can say 12 years. Now, one day I did spend with that senior devotee and talked a lot. I said, you know, if you don't mind, because you have so much affection for me and you care for my spiritual progress, and I do also, I pray for you. And I just wanted to say that one of your god brother actually got very badly hurt. Not that you had intention. Now, I don't know, but I had to use some word. Because I felt like this. He doesn't have a bad intention. Sometimes we misread people saying things. So I said, maybe you didn't have any intention for him to leave ISKCON. And I'm sure you don't, because I see you for few decades at least. But he felt that way. Even though he is born in the same country, same culture, you can say, is there anything we can do? I asked him, so that he feels comfortable and come back. He didn't feel good. I saw his face. And I'm saying, I'm sorry, I hope I'm not making you feel bad. But this is what he said. I didn't say what you did, but he heard your harsh word, he felt, and he left eventually. Was a very miracle. I could not believe he would do that, but he did. He actually called that person and he apologized. I was like, wow, this is real. And I called Bir Krishna. Anyway, I already mentioned. Anyway, I called another sannyasi of my GBC. I said, Maharaj, this change, actually transformation takes place. We are conscious being, and I told him the story. He said, this is wonderful. It's really wonderful. And the devotee comes now. He sits in the class and listens to the class. He didn't come for 11 years or 11 and a half, 12 years like that. So if we can keep our relationship always healthy, spiritual inspiration, even knowing the other person is wrong, but still our relationship should not be destroyed, then we are actually in a safe place. If our relationship is destroyed by thinking bad about that person, then actually we are harming him. You may say, but he's wrong. It doesn't matter. I probably has a horrible monster quality more than him or her. So if we can correct ourselves and keep it in a good, healthy relationship, they will come back. Believe me, they will come back. All of them will come back. There's never possible in the material world, once they accepted Krishna consciousness, we'll be happy. But we have to protect our relationship. I hope that gives you some idea.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Dandavat pranam to you. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. We have... Oh, it's 9 o'clock. What should we do? I don't want to be feeling bad because Ram Prabhu, I'm not sure who is that, and Sukhakar Prabhu, they have a raised hand. What should we do? Who is the host? Please help me or help us.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, we can go another 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you. So, Ram Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat
First of all, thank you for such an informative session and association, Prabhuji. And Prabhuji, I have a question that as a student, I have to study and I also practice some spiritual sessions at evening and also chanting and morning and try to involve in some spiritual association through online and through offline. But Prabhuji, there is certain time period came when we don't feel to do anything or like when the health is not in our side and like in certain a period. So what is the thing that that can push us to do fast in spiritual activities and do things in a better way in studies and so that because our colleagues and the surrounding around us are doing good things, but we are not able to move forward. So kindly guide, Prabhu. Thank you.
Krishna. These are very nice question and very powerful preaching techniques. I'm not a good at Prabhu at anything, but I am trying. So I can share what affected me, what also benefited others. For an example, when I was many years back, when I was really meditating on that verse 9:30, apicheto sudura achara bhajate mamananda bhak, because I am the criminal, I was the criminal, and I'm thinking, okay. Here, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur making intentional and accidental are not same thing. Okay. So let's discuss what is incidental, accident, and intentional. So means premeditated, you know. I know what I'm doing wrong, but I don't want anybody to know I'm doing wrong. Something I learned, Prabhu, it's very mystical. And I apply this
And actually it worked. And nowadays I like not blindly. Well, why not? Because it worked by the mercy of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur commentary, and it actually works. When you feel you are not capable of doing your sadhana enthusiasm, detect your consciousness. Are you focusing on greatness of Krishna? Or not at all? Or maybe some aspect? Just bring some pastime or sloka at that time. I don't feel like, but still you divert little bit. As you are falling down from the whatever you're supposed to be doing, but you don't feel like you don't want to do it, you're going down, see the level of consciousness. Are you meditating on greatness of Krishna? Krishna's loveliness, Krishna's charmingness, Krishna's sweetness. So, a step going down, stepping down, stay fallen. What am I thinking? What am I doing right now? I'm fallen, but what am I focusing on, Krishna? Okay, I'm coming up. What is my consciousness? What level I am? Because this will determine your next laziness or lethargyness or next step down. If you are really focused, and I did it, not that I liked it, I started, you know, samurta lokalabhanna amurta lochanam ninam. Krishna's beauty is so attractive that all my senses will be, when? It's not happening. It's not going to happen. No, it should happen. You know, I was like focusing on Krishna's beauty, Krishna's character, Krishna's. I was forcing. Not that it was happening. I was forcing. So there's a four level. The moment you felt that you don't feel like to do anything Krishna conscious right now. And then your consciousness going down, second level. Third level, you are on the bottom, flat. Then you're trying to climb up. In Bible, Jesus says the difference between devil and saint, they both can fall, but one who stay fallen is devil. So mistake or falling or forgetting Krishna is not good, but it's not as bad if we can remember and regret that I don't want to go there. I want to force myself. Believe or not, Prabhu, I did this for a few times. And nowadays when this thought comes, immediately triggers Krishna. And actually these unnecessary things disappears from life. But it's not going to happen. You have to make it happen. Ram Prabhu, please try and tell me.
Got it, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, how can we get those type of slokas to implement in our daily life?
Bhakti Japa Sangha group, do you know them? They are speakers, yes, they give these secret verses. Barha piram nata barabapu karnaya karnikaram. Sure, somebody can put those verses. You know, there are three verses of Krishna's beauty. 14.1, 10.14.1, Brahmaji's prayers. Then those Dija Patnis, the Brahmana's wives, they also spoke about Krishna's beauty, Krishna's loveliness. And then, of course, the Gopi, Praja Gopi. The reason I said it, because there is actually sequence. The Brahmaji's prayer, there was I won't go details right now because of the time, but there was something lacking, yeah, according to Gauriya. Then Dija Patni is also there, better than Brahmaji's prayers. But that doesn't mean Brahmaji's prayers is not important. No, those are very important. But we go here compare about the Braja Gopi's mood. So from that angle, then Varha Pira, Natavara Vopu, Karna Ekonikara is the pinnacle of Krishna's gesture, his sidelong glance, his loveliness, sweet smile. How can we not meditate? Even if you meditate just a few minutes, it destroys your so many impressions. Krishna said, Sevi genam abhasat genat dhenam vishishyate. dhyanat karma phalategat. If you can meditate dhyana, from dhyanat karma phalategat, all your laziness, all this karma, whatever, good, bad, will be destroyed. Tegat santi nirantaram. You'll find a satisfaction, santi in your heart that you don't want to give up. So, I'll try to put some verses also. I'll send it to one of the mothers. They can post. And I'm sure you all are familiar with those verses. People, Prabhus and mothers, Shukagar Prabhu knows those. Yeah, good, good. Prahladananda Prabhu is there. We can all put those verses that attracts our heart.
Thank you. Prabhuji. And promise I will start implementing from now onwards. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. Wonderful.
Thank you. Sorry, 5 minutes already over, but Shukakar Prabhu is my mentor. I see his enthusiasm so much.
Hare Krishna, I'm going to Prabhu. It's okay, wonderful class. But I want to know, Prabhuji, Indra, he being a devotee of Krishna, and he's also the Deva side. The other side, you're telling about Asura, Vritrasura. So, the mood of Vritrasura is telling you, shoot arrow. That means he's not worried. And Indra is shooting by making an arrow which has to kill him. So, the mind is, I think Vritrasura's mind is better than Indra's mind. Indra
yes.
is just selfish. He's so selfish for, he wants to get name and fame, he wants to win. But Vritrasura, kill me, no problem. Kill, shoot fast.
Very good.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very good. Actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur commentary also that actually Vritrasura left the body from the body to spiritual world by the time Indra finished. It took 1 year to cut the throat. I don't know. It's like, you know, I was meditating. I was like, what? Cutting throat for 1 year? Because he was disturbed by those prayers. Indra felt guilty. It's a good thing he did, that he felt guilty. Oh my God, whom I'm cutting the throat, that he's speaking like a Mahabhagavat, and he is Mahabhagavat. Na na kaprestam, na cha paramestam. Those verses, hopefully the good speaker, they will be speaking, and we all will be getting the spoon and feeding ourselves when those verses come. Those verses are so sweet in this chapter, in this chapter. Thank you, Prabhu. That was very nice.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ancha Kalpa Taru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Kripa
Sindhu
Kripa Sindhu Kripa Sindhu Kripa
Sindhu
Kripa Sindhu Kripa Sindhu Kripa Sindhu
Kripa Sindhu
Kripa Sindhu Kripa
Hari Hari Bol. 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 Hari Hari Bol